free energy now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you can find a list of past guests, download those interviews, see who's scheduled for upcoming shows, and if you're listening live, you can see the call-in numbers. We're joined tonight, September 28, 2009, by Tim Hall from Earthbag Homes with Mark Harmon from CalEarth. We'll be discussing how to build a home mostly from the dirt right under your feet, mixed with about 10% concrete and about 10% water, with a great deal of artistic freedom in wall shape, using arch construction, eliminating the need for a separate roof. This method of construction makes home building far more affordable and renewable. As you know, I'm involved in scouting around for sustainable designs for a home I plan to build in the next few months. Tim called me last Wednesday to share with me what he has learned about earthbag construction, having built several homes using that method in Hawaii. It's pretty neat stuff. He recommended CalEarth, there in California, with Super Adobe technology. That sandbag tubes and barbed wire was designed by architect Nader Khalili and CalEarth Institute, freely put at the service of humanity, and environment licensing is required for commercial use. Tim and Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sterling. Thanks for having us. This is Mark Harmon.
Hi, Mark.
Appreciate you having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Now, Tim.
Aloha.
Aloha. From you're not down under. You're on the edge of United States over there in Hawaii.
We're at the southernmost point in Hawaii on the Big Island, the south-facing slope of Mauna Kea, at about 5,000 feet right here tonight.
5,000 feet. You and the radio audience, let's see a show of hand of how many of you knew that Hawaii had 5,000-foot elevation. Oh, about half of you. Oh, just kidding. I guess I'm in the dark. You know, that's pretty high. The property we're looking at is about 6,000 feet. We're about 5,500 feet here in Eagle Mountain, Utah. And, I was talking to Mark this afternoon, and apparently this earth bag, is in a lot of different climates. Give us an idea, Mark, about how many different climates this technology has been implemented in.
Well, it was created by Nader Khalili to be able to house the homeless wherever there's soil. And it's been, I've seen a lot of the people that have come through the program, they've built everywhere from Siberia to Costa Rica to Pacific Northwest Islands, and most prolifically here in the Mojave Desert, in the high desert of Southern California.
So when you say most prolifically, this is still a fairly new technology. When did they start building like this?
Well, it was originally approved for construction in 1996. And we've just finished, about 2 years ago, finished the first home of all Earth that was certified for occupancy here in San Bernardino County in the city of Hesperia.
Can you estimate how many homes have been built planetary or planet-wise, planet-wide is the word I'm looking for, since 1996?
It's hard to guess because Mr. Kelly's dream is actually coming true, where people are just seeing it and they get it right away. You know, mm-hmm. We've trained a couple hundred people here at the Institute, and those students that we train also become teachers, and they go throughout the planet teaching. So, last estimate, there was about 3,000 homes internationally that have been built this way. Also, also been implemented quite widely in disaster relief areas like Kashmir District of Northern Pakistan.
How How long does it take to build a home using earth bags? Let's say, for conservatives, 1,000-foot home. You know, we're not going to build castles with this thing.
Sure. I mean, that, you know, everybody's needs are different. In a disaster relief program, people are just trying to get something together that can survive the winter, which that would be around 120 to 200 square feet. That would take a week or two to build. If you want something more, you know, the minimum here in San Bernardino is 800 square feet. That takes about 2 months to build the structure, and then another, you know, 2 or 3 months to do the finishes, put up the windows, doors, electrical, all that sort of thing.
Okay. So when you say a week or two, you're talking from the time you start to the time you finish and it's inhabitable in disaster relief scenario.
Yeah, that's about a 6-hour day, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so the man hours there are between 40 and 80 man hours.
How would that compare to a different kind of construction? Wood, stick, the typical drywall for 120-200 foot, which is tiny. That's a shack.
Yes.
But how? If you were to compare that to another construction, how would the cost and the time compare?
Well, it's hard to compare because, you know, you're building a house that has the completely different energy consumption and longevity. You know, the embodied energy in the building is so much lower. So building a stick frame house is not easy either. If you wanted to build something comparable, I think it would take about the same amount of time.
So the time is maybe comparable. What about cost?
Cost, at this point, if you just want, you know, if somebody just wants a shelter, it's going to be much, much less. Just because the delivery costs are so much less. It's the earth right there and under your feet. You put it in the ground, in the bags. If you want it to be a long-term shelter, then you waterproof it, and there it'll be for the next 100 years. If you need it to pass seismic testing or pass a certain, a local jurisdiction, then they're probably going to require cement, and that's going to increase the cost a bit.
Okay. Now, you remind me that when you start describing that we haven't even described for the audience yet what an earth bag home is. I just gave a really briefy. Let's paint a picture of what an earth bag is, and maybe, Tim, you could do that really quick.
Actually, an earth bag, you can morph it into many different shapes. It's just the bag material and the basic concept. It is, you're filling it with, you can fill it with any material. We say earth bag, but you can actually fill it with recycled glass particles. You can fill it with hemp herds, any kind of material that's organic or recyclable material, chips of plastic. You can add all this into the material and actually use that as with the earth as the base.
Now, if you're putting those other things in, you'd want to make sure that you're not having any toxic things. It'd be clean, recyclable stuff that's not going to be venting off fumes.
Actually, glass and the plastic materials, we stucco with a hard stucco both inside and outside that basically seals and encapsulates the whole substrate and inside surface and the outside surface.
Paint a picture for us of how this thing is built. You know, from the time you lay the first row on the ground, you've got this 1 mile foot long, 20 foot wide tube that you fill with. First you cut to size, whatever section you're doing. Then you start filling it with dirt. You've got somebody with what's going on the, do you use a cement mixer to mix the dirt and a little bit of cement, a little bit of water? Let's get a picture in people's mind of what this looks like.
Okay, the best way to describe it, I come from an artist background, And if you've ever seen anybody make a clay pot,
exactly,
they roll the clay out, and then they make one row after another, and then stick it together. Since the clay is sticky, it sticks automatically. All we're doing is the same process, but we're making more of an oblong, it comes out oblong, so it's wider than it is tall. It's only 6 inches wide and 6 inches high and 20 inches wide. And you're coiling one coil after another on top of each other. It's like a toy I had when I was a kid. There were all these donuts that stacked up on top of each other. And that basically describes the construction process. But what we're doing, instead of using rebar and having to bring a bunch of other materials in, is you use barbed wire in between, so it gives you a tensile strength. And the weight of the material bonds the whole thing into an egg-like structure. And it's harmonious. It's something that trees are round, water droplets are round, eggs are round. That's kind of the strongest structure that you can build here on this planet.
Like a beehive shape.
Exactly. And like in the state of Utah there, you could actually finish and have that beehive look on the outside of the house.
Uh-huh. It could look like a bunch of little hives on the hill, be your different rooms of your home.
Exactly. And you and I talked about feng shui. Is you can morph this bag into any dimension. You're not stuck in a square rectangle world anymore.
And I've looked at the Earth bag homes, they remind me of something out of Star Wars when they go and visit one of those planets and people are living in the desert, and you've got these little domed like homes with little tubes between them and whatnot. That's what it reminds me of.
Actually, Hobbit House, it's been called. We get all kinds of different names for it. But what it is we've made a monument here. This thing is going to be here for 1,000 years. Now think how many generations of people can live in this house. It could have a 500-year mortgage.
When we're going to be going to break here in a minute. But when we come back, let's talk about why it lasts 500,000 years. You know, dirt from underneath your feet and in bags. Usually you think of concrete as being lasting that long, but not dirt with a little concrete. So we'll get into that when we come back.
Voice of choice. Lou Dobbs leads the independent nation Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. only on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100 and streaming live at 1100KFNX.com.
I plugged the ScanGauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The ScanGauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The ScanGauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at ScanGauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
This is Bob Knopf, host of Exploring God's Creation, airing Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Was your great-great-granddaddy an ape, or were you created in the image of an almighty God? Find out Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on KFNX 1100.
Don't you hate it when you know more than the sales guy in the home improvement store? No big deal when you're buying a hammer. But flooring? You want an expert. Call 1-800-518-1769 for a free catalog from Lumber Liquidators. They are flooring experts. Period. That's all. Flooring. It's all they do. The catalog is full of pictures, tips, ideas, and information. Plus, a huge selection of solid hardwoods, laminates, bamboo, and Bella Wood pre-finished flooring, the one Bob Vila has in his home, at really low prices. That's 800-518-1769 to see for yourself. If you're upgrading to hardwood floors and you've done your homework, you've shopped around and you're ready to ask the tough questions, or you just want the best selection at the best price, call 1-800-518-1769. That's 800-518-1769 for a free catalog, or visit the Lumber Liquidators nearest you.
Free energy now.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking this evening with Tim Hall, who has built some earth bag homes in Hawaii, as well as we're talking to Mark Harmon from Cal Earth in California, which is a company that provides materials and education in classes, on-site class where you come and learn how to do this construction. There's a crash course, a couple days. There's like week-long classes, all kinds of things, instruction material. It, like I said, they sell that one-mile-long tube that you can use and cut into the size or distances you want for making your earth a home. We do have a caller who wants to ask a question. Ronald, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. I have two questions. Number one, is it your concept is a good idea, and I think you should try to let home builders companies to try to build it. And also, what is the cost of what's the cost of the house?
Mark, okay, let me help with that. This is Tim.
That's going to vary, of course, from where you are and the requirements of your local jurisdiction. If you're just building a little cottage, then it's just the bags and the barbed wire and the earth under your feet. If you're doing something that's going to be inspected and needs to go through a proper jurisdiction, the price is going to be more. And we've calculated and proven out costs for the structures to be around $60 a square foot, $50 to $80 a square foot.
So let's go say someday if I want to buy one of these homes, would it be less than a regular home?
Yes. Not only in the short term costs, the actual materials cost and the labor cost, but also in the long term cost as well, because the energy that it takes to heat and cool these homes is much less.
How do you cool it? How do you cool the home? Would you use solar powers, solar energy?
Well, all sustainable energy comes from the sun, truly, right? So, but there are like passive. We do have passive elements designed into the building where the sun, we have a thing called a wind scoop that's designed into our ecodome plan and the Earth One plan, which is oriented towards the prevailing wind, and that takes the wind from upper cool, maybe 15 feet in the air, and it pulls it down into the lower story and cools the interior space. Also, they're really well conceived for building into the earth as well, so you can use the earth's energy to keep the building balanced.
Have you took your ideas to companies to try to promote it?
Oh yes. Well, we don't. We have lots of people coming to us. We're just a very small nonprofit organization. Where we're not a typical corporate company trying to make.
Oh, okay.
Learn how to build for themselves.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Ronald. So in terms of the cost, let's talk about the energy for a second. You've got a 22-foot wide wall. That's a lot of thermal mass. And people know from the, I guess you call it, a adobe homes typically are cooler than a stick-built home just because of the thermal mass. And the picture of an adobe home with 22-feet walls and how much that can keep things moderate. So at night, you're opening your windows, letting the cool air in. Of course, that's not going to help you down in Tucson because it's still over 100 degrees at night in the Phoenix area as well and during the summer. But in cooler climates, you've got the winter months cool the earth down. The summer, it gets a little warm, but the earth acts like a flywheel to hold that temperature. And the same thing is somewhat true of these thick walls, is it holds that the average temperature. So if you can keep that average temperature to what you want, whether it's cool in the summer or warm in the winter, you can use some pretty clever techniques to use that to your advantage. Mark, do you want to speak to that for a minute?
Well, sure. But most people, when they come to us, are interested in building, you know, down into the earth. And an earth building is uniquely suited for doing that. So, you know, the less exposure the exterior of the building has to the atmosphere, the easier it is to keep it balanced. So also, they're very well suited to not only putting radiant slabs, but also radiant walls as well, which are, you know, tubing that's been circulated in the slab and in the walls, and then it's the most efficient way of using solar energy to heat your building.
Using radiant flooring, uh-huh. What about cooling? Cooling doesn't work as well for the radiant type of thing. Is there a different way to use cooling?
Well, in more arid climates, you can use chilled water. You know, if you can use people can use an evaporative cooler to cool the water and then circulate that cool water through the building. But as you said earlier, you know, at nighttime, the night period is best used to circulate the relatively cooler air in the building. Or if you're running on the grid, your less expensive energy is at night. And so in that case, you could run your AC at night, and the walls do a very good job of storing the cool air within them, and then that can be enjoyed during the daytime hours.
Okay. Before the break, we mentioned we were going to talk about why these structures are so strong. Tim, maybe you can speak to that for a minute about how these things fasten one layer to the next and the architecture and why it's strong, why it lasts 500 to 1,000 years.
Basically, it becomes one complete piece. The walls and the roof is one piece, and it distributes all the weight evenly. And the two domes that we built are basically around close to 200 tons of material that we use in these domes. So basically, once they're set, we put these on basic blue rock, which is the hardest rock that we have here in Hawaii. That's what we make our road base out of. And we could build right on the blue rock and then backfill to it instead of keying it in. And basically what that does is locks that to the earth. And the unit itself is very strong. I mean, there's no way that you could just bring a bulldozer up to this thing and knock it over ever.
I noticed on the CalEarth website, there's a statement by Hesperia building official that says, quote, "The buildings were stronger than the testing equipment."
Yes, they actually broke the equipment trying to test the building when they first tried to test it back in the 90s. Mark can tell more about that.
Sure. Go ahead, Mark.
Sure. Well, you know, our building department was very thorough. Let's put it that way. You know, they were very, very anxious about a concept of building a house out of sand, which is primarily what our soil is here. And so they wanted to be sure that these buildings were very well made and the engineering was correct. So we had to go through third-party testing. And the ICBO oversaw that, which was, you know, International Conference of Building Officials, now the ITC. They sent an engineering company to to virtually, to literally attempt to rip it off its foundation or to roll it over on its side. That way, everybody would have some confidence and be assured that these buildings were going to be safe for the people using them. Basically, we used 60,000 tons of pressure, lateral pressure, dynamically loaded on the building, and not a single detectable amount of movement was sensed in the building, was measured in the building.
We exceeded
what was prescribed in the test by 140%.
So this thing would be good for hurricane climates, seismic climates, or locations where you've got issues with ground movement. Would there be any climates or situations where this would be counterindicated?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that nature has taught us pretty well that the dome is the most preferred method of building. I think even in Hawaii, they are very conscious of building in places where there are sinkholes and lava tubes that are in the ground. There's also been concern about, you know, not only in hurricanes is it the wind that affects the structure, but the debris that's picked up and thrown into the building.
Going to a break at the bottom of the hour. We'll come back. Stay with us as we talk about earth-bag construction.
Live streaming audio on demand, 24 hours a day. Log on now at 1100kfnx.com. kfnx.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Pat St. Clair. A fourth teenager has been charged in the vicious beating death of a Chicago honor student captured on video. Chicago police officer Ronald Holt says violence won't stop until the home lives of some of these kids improves.
The core of the problem is the at-risk parent along with their at-risk children. A dysfunctional parent can only develop a dysfunctional child within a dysfunctional home.
Holt lost his own 16-year-old son to violence 2 years ago. Iran has increased tensions with the West by test-firing two long-range missiles on Monday. Those tests come less than a week after Iran disclosed it has built a covert uranium enrichment facility. President and Mrs. Obama will be making a pitch for Chicago to the International Olympic Committee on Thursday. They'll fly to Copenhagen, Denmark, in hopes of persuading the IOC to award their hometown the 2016 Summer Games. This is CNN.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, enough of this hot stuff, 106, 107. We start the cool down tomorrow with 104, and the big change on Wednesday. Very windy at times, 95, and even cooler, 91 on Thursday. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 90 degrees.
Her Spectacles, the largest boutique eyewear gallery in the East Valley. Call now for your free vision screening at 480-893-8776. At Perspectacles, eye exams are available both day and night. Call us at 480-893-8776 to schedule your free new patient vision screening today. At Perspectacles, we honor and accept most insurance plans' fees for your convenience. Perspectacles, we'll treat you right.
I plugged the ScanGauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The ScanGauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The ScanGauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at ScanGauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842. 3842.
The Lars Larson Show. Right on the left coast.
Do you consider your lifestyle your business, or is it somewhat the government's business? The Health and Human Services Department is planning to spend two-thirds of $1 billion to encourage Americans to develop healthy lifestyle habits. Yes, obese people cost a lot of money. Yes, people who smoke and drink too much. But it's not the business of the U.S. government to tell you how to live your life.
The Lars Larson Show. Monday through Fridays at 10 p.m.
Gonna make a change in free energy now.
We really want to change the world today.
Eagle Mountain, Utah.
We'll always take donations, that's for sure. Or some hard work volunteering. Give a little and you'll get back more. You know the future's looking brighter. We just want to help the world today.
Free energy now.
That's the toll-free call-in number. If you're listening live, 866-536-1100. We're broadcasting out of KFNX in Phoenix, Arizona, and also simulcasting on the web, and making our archives available online at freeenergynow.net. Tonight we're talking with Tim Hall and Mark Harmon, talking about earthbag construction. Mark Harmon is with Cal Earth. Their website is calearth.org. That's like Cal for California and then Earth, no hyphen. But on their name, they do have a hyphen in their branding, but their website is without the hyphen. It's a nonprofit organization. One of the things I would like to ask that is kind of a downer for me in considering this construction for the home that I'm wanting to build. It seems like things get a little bit cramped. You've got these little tiny, well, not tiny, but to look at them, they look small, these enclosures. Maybe you can speak to that for a minute. Is it possible to make larger rooms, and how do you do that?
Well, I hope you have, a lot of people say that when they've seen the smaller refugee shelters. We also have a plan, a 2,000 square foot, tract house, basically. Mr. Khalili was always aware and of building a home that could exceed people's expectations for a home. And in those spaces, they're 14 by 20 feet long. They're quite big, 240 square foot rooms or more. Some are 20 by 12. And in order to achieve more square footage with something like that, the buildings work on a cellular model. They can easily be attached and built outward over time as your family grows. So that's what I usually say to that, because it's true. If you try to build a dome much larger, or then everything gets bigger. It's not like box frame construction or stick frame construction where you can just blow out a wall and add 200 square feet without adjusting the height. With a vaulted structure or with a dome structure, everything has to be bigger. The buttress walls have to be bigger. The thickness of the roof has to be bigger. So it does kind of self-limit itself. It self-limits itself in that regard.
And so if you're going to have a wider diameter of a room, and it's not necessarily round. It can be oval. It can be, rounded corners, et cetera. There's a lot of leeway in the shape. You just need to have the nominal dome concept where you're coming to, rather than coming up having straight walls with a roof over top, you come up as a dome and the walls and the roof become one. So as long as you're maintaining that principle, one of the photos on I think it was the Cal Earth website, showed, it was actually on your YouTube video, on your home page, it showed a pillar in the middle of a fairly large room that had the arch coming out from it in the middle of, and so it seemed like using that concept, that kind of a Indian or Eastern type look, is that something you integrate in these earth bags, or was that a picture that maybe was out of place?
Well, that was an invention of Mr. Kelly, where he took the idea of creating continuous space with vaulted structures. A barrel vault is like a barrel that's on its side. It's a really long, large tube with
like a closet.
Yeah. much nicer than that. Come on, Shelly. No, they're gorgeous, and they repeat themselves very. So it is able. You are able to create endless square footage by connecting these shells together. And what you're seeing is what Mr. Cully would call you get a two for one plan, where you build one vault, and then you'd end up with getting two arches, actually three arches for creating one structure. And so you're looking at the end of a vault there, and then the two end wall looks almost like a tree as it sprouts up. Yeah, I think that our listeners would have to visit our website in order to get a better perspective of it. I've seen Tim's work too, also where it has a very organic feeling to it, but also very formal and graceful too.
What about footers? What's the requirement there?
No footer. The bag is the footer, but you just keep going up. Usually, what we do is we do two courses on the bottom rows. We put two courses together and come up 2 or 3 feet, and that's it. Kind of a buttress wall on the outside.
Right. The specs on the plans are very simple. You know, it's just a very simple spec for the size of the barbed wire and the bags, and that's about it. There's no spec for the rebar size. There's no spec for the, you know, there is very, very strict controls put on the strength of the material in most inspected structures. And that's about it. Wouldn't you say, Tim, there's nothing really esoteric about it?
Basically, all we had to do was, we had to conform to what our planning department wanted here in Hawaii was a local architect stamp, and the moon cocoon had too small of door openings, so we had to open those up and make them the UBC codes, and basically just change a few things. And actually, the head man at the planning department, when we took the plans in with all the books and all the information, he came out in about a half hour. He says, I've been waiting 30 years to see something like this. So he had never seen anything like this in Hawaii, and that's kind of what helped us get this through here. And because they're really, you know, there's a wall there with Agenda 21 and the UBC codes and all of that. What they put CalEarth through shouldn't have been done. And there's a brick wall that you have to hit. But it all depends on how you go around hitting the wall. And here in Hawaii, you know, it's kind of, we're Aloha State, and you can work things out if you know the right kind of people and get the right things going.
Yeah, and at the same time, I think we have to be the right kind of people, too. They recognize that inspectors are representatives of their local community. They want safe homes. And at the same time, they want people to. They're concerned with the environment. They can see global warming. They understand that it takes a hell of a electrical bill just to keep your building cool. You know, we're all looking for solutions, and this is a rare opportunity in history where people and inspection companies are really looking for other solutions.
Actually, we had two van loads of every employee in the planning department came and looked at this construction, and they love it.
What states are this have passed building plans or whatever to allow for this construction?
Which states have California has approved it? Well, I mean, not the whole state, but San Bernardino County, Mariposa County, Washington, up in Yakima County, also up in British Columbia, Canada. It's not the United States, but let's see.
Yeah, this show is international. Didn't you say Arizona?
I know they've approved them in Taos, New Mexico. I know that they approved one in Arizona desert somewhere. and one in Kentucky and Hawaii. Now, Hawaii we can do it in, no problem. So I want to invite anyone that's interested in moving to paradise, come on down and we can help you build your home.
I should mention, too, that we post some videos at you or Pez Wiki, a link from freeenergynow.net on today's date, September 28th. You can find a link to one of the homes that Tim helped build from beginning to end, kind of walks you through it, see the different steps. I think there's like 40 pictures there. And then, of course, there's a lot of visual resource over on Cal Earth as well. Now, really quickly, before we go to our next break, when you're building this thing, you've got two rows of barbed wire between each of the rows of bags of earth, and that, as the earth, the bags with the concrete, they actually firm up. They like concrete curing. About 4 hours, you have a hard surface, and those basically hold together with the barbed wire in between them, almost like rebar, holding the two rows together. What about the interior walls? What's going on there? And the doors and windows? Maybe we can... We've got the music coming up here, so we'll have to wait till after break to talk about kind of some of the minutia, not the tiny details, but how this thing works, how you build an earth bag home.
I plugged the ScanGauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The ScanGauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The ScanGauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at ScanGauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
How many moderates do you think people could turn out to rallies? All these Republican moderates out there, and some of them are my pals. Look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself this question. How many people could you turn out for your mission to remake the Republican Party into more of a progressive party? Do you think you could have 10,000 people turn out?
Catch the Laura Ingraham Show Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on KFNX.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, host of Healthline. Join me live to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Healthline, the world's leader in cell-resonant nutrition technology, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works. Colostrum capsules are on special. Colostrum delivers human active immune compounds to promote your best health. No home should be without Colostrum, the super health booster. It's the richest natural source of MSM. And it's the only known source of the eighth and most elusive health-promoting sugar, N-acetylneuraminic acid. You gotta have this one in your medicine chest. Colostrum, the ultimate stand-in immune system. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. 800-370-3447. Experience nutrition that really works.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
Free energy now.
Welcome back to the Free Energy Now show. Again, we're talking this evening about earth bag home construction with Tim Hall from Hawaii and Mark Harmon from Cal Earth in California. Let's just talk for just 2-3 minutes about how an earth bag home is built. We've talked about what it is. Tim, if you could maybe take that for a couple minutes.
Things like
you burn off the stuff, where you how do you build your walls, how do you do your windows, how do you do your doors, just kind of a
thumbnail. Building the first dome, we used wooden forms to make the doorways and windows, and then I set them in. And that, to me, I kept thinking about it, and there was a better way. So what I did was I would we built this home in Hawaii without using any wood material. I used tracks, for a form around the windows and doors. I would screw the doors and windows to the Trex, surmount it on all three sides, four sides on some windows and doors, depending on the opening. And then I would screw the lath covering over top of the Trex. And if I have an archway or a dome over the window, I would use a door sheet to make that opening so I could slide the wood in and out after I stucco the lath on the outside and do a basic scratch coat on the lath. And then we could, the doors you have to set in place because they're too heavy to move around. But the windows, you can pre-build all the windows, and then once you get up to your level that you're going to set your windows, you just put them on the base, and the bag will then go right up to a stuccoed surface, so you don't have any air gaps, and that you don't have to stucco chink any holes in the wall surface when it meets up to the window or door. So it comes out very nice, and you pre-build everything, so you don't really need a wooden form in the way that I eventually evolved in this process as I went through it. And because I started out with their kind of building a wooden form, but I wanted to be able to build the house without any wood material being used in it at all. Totally tree free.
I noticed that in one of your pictures you have what looks like a birdcage that you're wrapping the earth bags around. It seems like that would be a little tricky to construct that.
What we did was we made a guide. Nadir used one piece of rebar, and he put a pole in the center, which he could actually move it all the way around like a compass as a guide. Well, instead of doing that, we built a 16-piece guide that we can disassemble and take out. Basically, the bags go up to it, but barely touch it.
Yeah, there are also other ways too, where it's sort of like when you build with these tubes, it's almost like drawing. It's like drawing, or like Tim was saying earlier, it's like building a coiled pot, just upside down. Or when you were a kid in grade school, you made a little ashtray or a dome, just a pot, And a lot of that is pretty intuitive, but like Tim says, it's necessary to build according to a certain geometry so that the buildings are very, very, very stable and strong. And what we teach here at Cal Earth is a very basic system of using compass chains that guide the symmetry of the building. What they have done in Hawaii is very sensible for doing a lot of domes, doing them again and again, and the precision of their work tells a lot of the story of how well that works.
Yes, what we're trying to do, this actual first home has been sold, and what we're trying to do is Mark has purchased another 3 acres, and we're trying to open up where we can do workshops and actually teach contractors and homeowners that want to build this kind of construction here in Hawaii. In the next couple of months, we're going to be set up to where you can come here and do a seminar just like you could do in Cal Earth, only you're going to be in Hawaii.
Now, Mark, you were talking about in some situations where they wouldn't even need to use cement. Will the earth firm up enough that just using adding some water to the dirt and then putting it in the bag, that it's going to be strong enough?
Well, these buildings are over-engineered. I mean, when we go to the local inspection agencies and the third-party inspectors, and there's certain prescribed thresholds for the strength of the material, for an emergency shelter, the soil, and then for a very conservative small dome, an unstabilized material is very suitable for building a dome.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only a dome. You couldn't build a vault or something like that. has to be a dome. And it has to be, you know, on a small scale, maybe 10 feet in diameter and under.
Thanks. I'm good, thanks. I'm on the phone.
And also, the bag is not, is going to be an issue in terms of, you know, that's what's holding things together. Once the bag is gone, then it would lose its strength, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
So that would be a temporary shelter. So if you want to be a permanent structure, you want to add the concrete in there. So basically, the bag is your form for your concrete, for your cement, which is made of the earth underneath your feet, 10% or so cement, 10% water. You mix that up, put it in the bag, and lay it out. Now, some of these rolls of bags are like 20, 30 feet long. How do you get dirt into the end of the bag? That seems like a lot of rolling back. The bag would start getting in the way. How do you do that?
Well, they can be up to a mile long. Their length is only limited by the, you know, by the size of a shipping container. Though, and this is where they really excel at. I mean, there's what we do here at CalEarth is we teach hands-on building. We teach, you know, the most accessible techniques to do it, and it's simple enough. You just, if you have a long length of bag that needs to finish a course, you just double it back like you roll your shirt sleeve backward, and then the bag just gulps it up like, you know, like a great big snake just swallowing gulps of earth, and then it puts it right in place. We construct it, and it's straight from the hole where you're digging your ground into the mouth of the bag, and then the bag swallows it straight to the place. It's not shipping material from thousands of cutting trees down thousands of miles away and shipping them to suffer in the midst of the Mojave heat. You know, it's really actually quite inspiring.
Mm-hmm. What about the concrete? That's obviously a man-made material, modern technology.
Yeah, this is a compromise that that Mr. Kalili that we made, is that the bags and the barbed wire and cement have created a situation where we're creating structures that are resistant to erosion. That's primarily what the cement is doing. It's not adding all that much strength to the structure. It's just that if in case the bags are breached, that the building has something that's going to resist the water from softening the material and causing it to collapse.
How hard is it to waterproof this once you've got the main, you've got your bags laid down in the shape that you want?
Well, there's a number of different ways. We're working with a built-up roof where the bags become part of the roofing felt, and then that tar goes straight onto the bags, and that becomes your waterproofing membrane, and then that's protected with plaster. There's also like what was done, like Tim was doing in Hawaii, and we've done here in the desert, is used like a snow roof or elastomeric roof that can be colored from anywhere from white, bright white to sandstone colors. And these work really well for creating potable water. So if you want to save energy or lower the demand on your system, you can create a cistern, collect that water from the rooftop and store it on a surface tank.
Okay. And could you do a hybrid approach here where we mentioned earlier where you actually backfill the earth around this? Once you've got it constructed, you could put the earth up against it, whether you're
absolutely
into a hill.
You could cover it with earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have in the plan, in our plans, it does specify that you can build that the building actually requires 2 feet of earth around it, or an external buttress to support it. So the buildings do very well underground.
Okay, we've got about a minute left. Any closing words you want to say?
Well, if anybody would like to learn how to build with earth under the feet, you can. We students come here internationally, and we're welcome to train you, and to just follow your dreams. Just race alone. Make the scale of your dreams maybe smaller, you know, to conserve more energy. And I'll leave the rest for Tim to say.
We're going to have to wrap it up here. Go to calearth.org to learn more about building an earth bag home. Thanks, Tim and Mark, for joining us.
Okay, aloha.
You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. PES, the Pure Energy Systems Information Network.
Listen carefully.